just going to say that that truth that I had to swallow earlier is still, like, kind of sitting with me. If that's a metaphor for truth, that it's hard to swallow sometimes.
I should have roasted it. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe use the chalice. Sorry, this isn't a comedy routine. So when in your life have you had a transformative event? When have you had something happen that you realize, wait a minute, my world has just shifted? Right? That marshmallow shifted me. But when have you? When has something happened that you just realized, wait a minute, what I know is true isn't necessarily true anymore? What did you do with that? Did you write it down, fold it up, and go hide it? Or did you have to share it with somebody? Was it something so transformative that you felt, hey, I can't keep this to myself? I have to talk to somebody else about it. Because what are we? By nature, we're social creatures, right? And until we've shared it with somebody, especially on social media, it hasn't happened. Right? And especially if it hasn't gotten liked, how many times? It hasn't happened. So when we talk about our own personal gospels, when we talk about what it is that's transformative in our lives, what has shifted us, what has changed our perspective, what has brought new meaning to our lives, we have to stop and think about the times that it's actually happened, right? So what are some life events that you can think of that might have had that shift that maybe most people go through?
Childbirth.
Oh boy, that's a shift. Marriage. You think you know everything right before, right? Mm-hmm. Marriage, that's a shift.
When the kids all leave.
Yeah. When your dog dies, yeah.
The death of a child.
Or any loved one. Yeah.
First day of school in first grade.
First day of school. Yeah. Yes.
First time paying rent.
That's true adulting, right? I know my 20-year-old or almost 20-year-old is thinking about that. She's like, oh, adulting is hard. Yes, sir.
Letting go of heaven and hell.
Letting go of heaven and hell. Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah, I was going to say that the dogma that you grew up with doesn't work anymore.
When the dogma you grew up with doesn't work anymore, that's a huge shift. Madeline?
Oh, when my son became well.
When your son became well, you realized what a great person he is.
John? When you realize that everything your country does isn't good or righteous.
When you realize everything your country does isn't good and righteous. I remember having that shift in college. Yeah. So these things that shift us, that change our world, that change our truth and meaning, that give us a different perspective. We've talked about being co-creators in our world, right? And this is our experimental lab where we're co-creating and we're trying to figure out the world that we want to build together. And we've talked about how we each have our own personal gospel. I'm going to use the word. We have our own good news. We have our own truth to add to that creation in the world, right? Each of us have a part to play in that. We, if you remember the song that I played, May I Suggest, it suggested that we were born in this time, in this place, through generations that brought us here to live our truth and our beauty and our meaning and bring it into that co-creation now, right? So So when we're talking about our Gospels, when we're talking about our good news, especially about our Unitarian Universalist faith, how many of you have walked through these doors and have said to somebody in this room or to myself, "Where have you been all my life? If only I knew you when." Because one thing that us Unitarian Universalists are shy about is saying that we're Unitarian Universalists. When we get into those surveys of what religion are you, it's always other, right? And very rarely fill out the line. Although I'm starting to see Unitarian Universalists show up on some of those. And I wonder why. Probably because Unitarian Universalists are in that community, right? Lawrence X. Pierce tells us that if we, Scott W. Alexander tells us, if we are not bold enough and caring enough to stand up in our public square, in our communities, and affirm what it is we believe and what dreams command our loyalty, then by default, it will be the beliefs and dreams of others that will influence and instruct the shape of our society and those the lives of those around us. So if we don't voice our good news, our gospel, nobody's going to hear it. Nobody's going to be out there hearing it. And we have some good news, right? What's some good news that we have to spread? What are some things that have happened transformatively here in this congregation or in another Unitarian Universalist congregation? Because we're larger than just these walls. What has been something that has given you a good news moment?
We feed people.
We feed people.
My wife and I were married here.
Yeah.
And on the front page.
And on the front page.
My cousin could become a pastor and after and transfer his ordination after transitioning.
You don't need to adhere to a set of historic religious dogma to be a good person.
Mm-hmm. I'm able to tell people what this fellowship is about, how beneficial it is for me. I too finally found it, and it's made a big difference in my life. And sometimes people just ask me, "Why are you so happy?" And then I can tell them it's due to this fellowship. With other things, I'll have to give them credit.
Do you have something?
We have helped people become naturalized citizens.
Many of us have marched in various marches around here, immigration rights, women's rights, and sometimes we carry the banner that represents a kind of a message for all Unitarian Universalists, standing in the side of love.
So one of the ways that we live out our gospel is through our actions, and what I'm hearing a lot is the action part of our gospel, right? But what is your good news? What is your personal good news? Because we are all over the place. In our community, who was I talking to? somebody I was talking to, they were saying, oh, we're infiltrated all over. You look up and you got in the community, you'll find a UU, right? You'll find them at the museum, you'll find them at the hospital. Gosh, they're all over the hospital. You'll find them in the library, you'll find them like at civil discourse conversations, and a lawyer in the courts. I mean, everywhere, in the school district, everywhere, right? So we have the good deeds, actions, part of the gospel down. But what's our personal good news that we can share? In other words, what's your UU elevator speech? I know Leroy has one.
Everybody's doing the best they can. We're all doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what better way to hear? I mean, that's an awesome message to hear when there's so much perfectionism out there, right?
Yeah, it's just being authentic. You come as you are, and that's honored. I think that's just huge to me.
Okay.
A place where you can be honored for whatever path you're on.
To me, UU, what I believe is love is the answer to everything.
I just learned there's a Jason Mraz song that says actually that. We're going to sing it here sometime.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Inclusion. Every month is welcome.
Okay. I'm fairly new to UU. But the beautiful diversity and acceptance and that whole piece right there is amazing to me. I love it. I feel connected to, even if people aren't all from UU, I feel connected to the whole world this way instead of like in a small box.
Are you starting to tap into your own gospel? Are you starting to realize what your good news is?
For me, I look at the seven purposes and principles, and they've been around a long time, and yet we keep revisiting them again and again. So I think, to me, it's personal growth within our fellowship.
Mm-hmm. I've had some personal struggles, but the community here has just been authentically supportive and loving and kind, and that's been and considering I'm so new, that's really awesome.
So when we're talking about these personal gospels, we're not talking about just our actions, because we go out in the world and we are in the world and we're acting in the world and we're doing all the things. But there's an opportunity for us to also speak our good news. As a minister, I don't get to hide, right? I don't get the opportunity to say, okay, I just don't want to talk about my faith. So it leaves me open to all kinds of opportunities. So this week I went to the YWCA to just pick up the key for our worship retreat yesterday, and had a whole conversation with the person I picked up the key with. And they're like, oh my gosh, oh really, what about this, what about that? And it's so much fun. I haven't been going on Facebook that much, but I went on Facebook, and lo and behold, luckily the day that I went on, there was a message from somebody in our larger community that was hurting, reaching out, asking about our church. If we are quiet, then we don't open ourselves up to those that really need us. So no matter where you
are, whatever you're doing, whatever public sphere you're at, whether it's even one-on-one with a friend, share your good news. Don't be afraid of your gospel. Don't be afraid of that word either. I've said it a lot, so you should be comfortable with it by now. Right? We all have that in ourselves, and it can be anything, right? What is it that resonated with you that you can share? Because we all have it. I mean, you wouldn't be walking in the doors if you didn't. You wouldn't be here. What is it that keeps bringing you back? Now, I say that because I don't know how many people said, when are we going to have a Bring a Friend Sunday? Well, if we brought a friend, I don't know where we're going to put them. Right? So we got to share those good news, and we got to create new space too, right? So it's a both and. And if you think about being co-creators of the world and how we want this world to be, then that's part of it, right? And it's especially important right now because there are people hurting, there are people suffering, there are people that need our good news. And I hope each of you take that in, hold it, but don't hold it too long, right? Don't hold it too long. Open it up, let it go, and see who it might touch.
Our closing hymn.